Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too. And let's not forget, we are broadcasting on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com on their website. We're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the major radio markets of the country. And we're broadcasting on various local affiliates all around the country, too. It gives us a great mixture of people to talk to and to have us be heard from. Now, also, as I said, we're on the internet streaming, and we're also broadcasting off my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there, and I'm streaming live there right now. And this show will be up there all weekend long, streaming as well, once we get done with the live show. All right, we've got, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and then we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Oops, they were a little late on the whistle there, but they were jumping up and down. They're so happy. It's 82 degrees, and they couldn't be any happier. There you go. All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic,
for
which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and justice
for all.
And,
of course, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, pick it up, and you already know what Denise wants to talk about, so go ahead.
Well, Denise, yes, good morning, and hope you're going to have a great weekend out there. It's the weekend show. So so what do you think's the latest here going on with Hunter Biden and crew?
Well, one is that apparently he's come into some money. Remember, he was claiming poor, that he went to court and had his child support reduced for his baby mama. But apparently he's come into some money somewhere, because now he's yet rented another house in Malibu. Somewhere between $15,000 or $16,000 a month, and Secret Service has had to, or not had, but is also renting the house next door for $16,000 a month. So this is interesting that he's back in under Secret Service protection, and suddenly has enough money to have a new place. And this is after he's been virtually in the witness protection program designed by the Department of Justice and the White House, because he's virtually been living at the White House and been on, I think, just about every trip, domestic and foreign, with Daddy for the last several months. So now I think his baby mama got punked. financially. But having said that, I think we ought to, you know, see what's really happening there and why he suddenly came into enough money that, or has enough money, that he can afford $15,000-$16,000 a month in rent. Then we have a fascinating thing, and it's interesting because my husband brought it up last night. He said, you know, Brian Kilmeade of Fox News worked with Miranda Devine over at the New York Post to track down Viktor Shokin, which my husband said, you know, you asked that question about 3 months ago. And I said, yeah, why hasn't anybody reached out to him? Well, they finally tracked Viktor Shokin down, you know, the fired investigator prosecutor in Ukraine.
Yep.
To ask about what the heck was going on with all things Biden and Burisma and why he was fired. So between Brian Kilmeade at Fox News and Marina Devine, they had to work a lot of channels and then get an interpreter, and were finally able to track him down and had quite the conversation. One of the first things he said was, nobody has even reached out to him or tried to talk to him or interview him in all this time. Going back, I would argue, to 2015. So I think that is going to air in full tonight or tomorrow night I think one of the Fox News shows. I don't know which one it is, but with Brian Kilmeade. But he absolutely says that that Biden was given big dollars in exchange for his dismissal. He called it a firing, and he thought it was certainly a case of corruption. Now, the other one that they should necessarily be interviewing is Victoria Nuland, who, you know, is at the State Department, because she thought that Viktor Shokin was doing a good job, as a couple other diplomatic officials did, too. So for the White House to come out and say that Viktor Shokin is a liar, it's probably a little premature, because I hadn't even heard what the man has said yet. So, I mean, how can they call the man a liar and can be untrusted when they haven't even heard what he said? So if the Bidens were all legit in all of this action, all these businesses and shell companies and so forth, if this was all legit, why are they stonewalling the investigation?
Okay, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after we take this short break. We'll be out about 3 minutes and be right back with more. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, brought to you by Geico. Geico.com, the website, G-E-I-C-O, is the way you spell Geico. And Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to their website and find out a couple things right off the bat. Number one, you can get the name of the insurance agent and the phone number for you to call, their address, and all that good stuff. And number two, you can also get a cost comparison for the vehicle or vehicles that you're driving and find out how much money you might be able to save. And they'd be more than happy to do that using the website, Geico.com. Now, if you happen to own a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle that along with your car insurance and save some money. But where you really save the big money is when you put your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance on with your car policy. Put it all together, and that will bundle everything, and it will save all of your different vehicles' money on whatever it is you're paying right now. So the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they can do for you, and I'm sure you're going to be a very happy camper. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And then back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Denise, maybe expand a little bit more on what you were talking about in the first segment, I think, that had to do with Shokin, right, as I recall?
Right.
And so there was some that are saying that he's not credible, or he wasn't interviewed the way that
the Democrats in the White House the Democrats in the White House are packaging it that Shokin is a liar, not to be believed, and that he too himself was corrupt, which is the reason that Joe Biden fired him. Well, I have to say, I have to give some credit to Fox News on this. They have actually gone back and found tables of testimonies, letters, whatever, especially from Victoria Nuland, who to this day is still at the State Department, congratulating Shokin and the good job that he was doing. Poroshenko, president at the time of Ukraine, was saying the same thing, that they were delighted with his work. several others. So it's fascinating that, you know, people like Jessica Tarlock, one of the co-hosts on The Five, and the White House are coming out and trying to discredit Shokin already, and they haven't even heard the interview. One of the big problems that Ukraine needed the $1 billion loan guarantee that Biden was giving them in the first place, the country did need the money. Why did they need the money? Because the president before Poroshenko was absolutely corrupt and made off with a couple other people, made off with billions and billions of dollars coming out of Ukrainian banks. And where is he now? Oh, glad you asked. He fled to Russia. And so that is too, I mean, Ukraine was certainly infected with corruption, a lot of it because people were so close to, you know, KGB, FSB, Moscow inside of Ukraine. Say what you will about Zelensky and Poroshenko, but they were certainly trying to clean the country up. But what was the real problem? Well, Ukraine is a country that is nothing but pipelines. And it was pipelines that move energy out of Russia into Eastern Europe and into Europe. And with that, everybody was taking a piece of that action. So billions and billions of dollars were stolen. And that's why ultimately Ukraine needed to have the $1 billion loan guarantee. It wasn't just a donation that Biden went over there with. Well, now, the other elephant in the room that everybody is stepping over here and forgetting is Obama himself. Biden wouldn't be going over to Ukraine with a $1 billion loan guarantee without Obama sending him over there. And people at Treasury and people at the State Department knowing that that's what he was doing. Okay? Now, nobody is asking or trying to find or able to find documents yet. I keep poking around in different places to see what fingerprints Obama has on this whole thing. But it's a long, long mess in Ukraine, and Poroshenko tried to clean it up until they saw what was happening with Burisma, and they said, oh, I see what's happening here. Not because of just Burisma, but the people at Burisma, the people that launched the company and what was happening there, and the millions and billions that was stolen out of Burisma. So we don't send our officials to any country, any top government officials, without going to whatever country they are, armed with what they need to have. And that includes documents coming out of Treasury. That includes documents coming out of the Pentagon. That includes documents coming out of the Defense Intelligence Agency or DNI or the State Department. So our government knows a whole lot more than they're ever telling you. And I would argue that those that are on the Foreign Affairs Committee, both in the House and the Senate, also know much more than they're telling us, but most of that is because it's classified or it's privileged information, and they just can't put it out there. But that's where we are.
Well, this is... Yeah, this is really, I mean, this is really interesting stuff, Denise, absolutely. And, you know, but I guess it all boils down with Kamala Harris, as she has taught us that Russia is a big country and Ukraine is a small country, and Russia, the bigger country, invaded the smaller country. But that being said, real quick question here. With all the Hunter Biden stuff that you were just going through as well, this, these other revelations about Hunter Biden and the latest developments, how big of a problem is Hunter Biden for the Joe Biden campaign? Is this sort of confab they've been having up in Lake Tahoe, is that, are they really looking at whether or not Hunter can help bring down this campaign or be such a big campaign issue that it would really affect them in 2024?
Well, you know, I think I said it on this show two or three nights ago that that's precisely what was going on in Lake Tahoe.
You did.
And I also believe that there's some probably some interesting lawyers there. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Abby Lowell wasn't there himself. But I think that they're absolutely having a confab of what their lives look like in the next 30 days, 90 days, 120 days. Or in 2024. I absolutely think that. Now, what's particularly fascinating is I think Senator Ron Johnson was interviewed from Newsmax, and I saw a clip where he said the very same yesterday, and he said the very same thing I said. They're having a confab about the future of the Biden Incorporated and the family. So, yeah. Now, this is the reason that Biden himself is so protected. He's not going out there. If he goes out in public, he does it under vacation. And, you know, the press plays along with it and really doesn't want to ask him, you know, any questions. And if they do, you know, he's got an ice cream in his hand and, you know, he'll kind of smile and hey, hey, hey. But, you know, they're not getting, nobody's getting access to Hunter himself. Why is that? Oh, because now he's back under Secret Service protection and was living at the White House. And can't, so we're being pumped all the way around on this. And poor Oversight Committee and James Comer and those that are members of the Oversight, they're having a terrible time, but they are making progress of getting evidence of all things Biden crime family.
All right, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning, 4:00 in the morning. So have yourself a great weekend and stay dry.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon and Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more on Military and Veterans News segment. Going to talk about some new software, some new missiles. Yeah, a new multi-missile system has surfaced. You're going to want to hear about some of this stuff, I'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA
news update. Maui County officials are releasing an updated, validated list of those reported missing after wildfires on the island.
The list compiled by the FBI includes the names of 388 people who are still unaccounted for, down from the more than 1,000 the FBI estimated were missing Tuesday. There's no change in the death toll, which stands at 115. I'm Dave Collins.
All of the co-defendants in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case have now surrendered to authorities. All 19 indicted in the case have turned themselves in to the Fulton County Jail ahead of Friday's deadline. This comes after Trump turned himself in Thursday. Union workers at the Big Three automakers are closer to going on strike. 97% of UAW members have voted in favor of authorizing union leaders to call a strike if talks with the Big Three don't reach a deal by mid-September. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston. The other one here in Clearwater, Florida on the other side of the bay. I'm in Tampa on this side. They're in Clearwater on the other side. And all you got to do is go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to their website, check it out, see what they're all about, and then call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800 800-
859-2080 and ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, or both of them. Now, when you do that, you'll have an opportunity to talk to students, to talk to some of the instructors, and to talk to the financial people to see how they can help you get a financial loan so that you can get your training in, get your certification through the Federal Aviation Administration. And, of course, if you're coming out of the military and you've got prior aircraft experience or you've been an aviation maintenance tech in the military, then you have the opportunity to be able to challenge the federal test, the civilian test, and see what you can do. And if that doesn't work, then there's a short refresher course that you take so that you can pass the test. So whatever you want to do, you're in like Flynn. That's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, Ukrainian pilots are going to learn to fly their F-16s at the U.S. Air Force's 162nd Wing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we heard this about this here over the last 24, 48 hours or so. And we also understand, too, Captain, that one of the first things that they're going to be doing is going through an English language course, evidently.
Well, yeah, and we kind of had a little chat about that in the last hour. And that was whether or not some of these planes were already already flying around, right?
Well, that's right. And if they were, certainly the Russians know that they would be airborne, and I'm sure that they would do everything they could, you know, as to try to shoot one down, especially if they want to use the F-16 presence as some reason to say that the West has escalated the war beyond beyond measure.
Now, I'm trying to see where the 162nd Air Wing is. And it's in Arizona, so that's where they're learning how to fly, is in Arizona, and it's at the Arizona Air National Guard base there. It looks like it's near Phoenix. Okay, so that's where they're learning how to fly. I just found that out. I just went and looked up the locale because I was kind of curious. So that's where they'll be learning, and we'll go from there. Now, U.S. Intel has come out again, according to the Associated Press, and they believe that an intentional blast downed the Wagner chief's plane. They're saying a preliminary U.S. intelligence assessment found the crash presumed to have killed Wagner boss Przinskin, as well as was intentionally caused by an explosion while the plane was in the air, not brought down by a missile. And Denise talked about those people that were on board the plane and did a little test flight and whatnot before they took off to go wherever they were going next, and that maybe they might have left something on board, conveniently left something on board.
Well, anything's possible, and when you're at this level of the game, as it were, you know, you can pay somebody to put the bomb on the plane. You do, you know, in other words, Putin will have his methodology, his methods in order to make that happen if he indeed wanted to have Prigozhin killed. Absolutely.
Now, a brand new multi-mission software-defined tactical AESA radar is being implemented for the maneuver force out there, providing air surveillance radars as the system of choice for current and emerging tactical integrated air and missile defense weapon systems is what this is all about.
Very interesting indeed. You know, obviously, you know, can you imagine the level of improvement and evolution of these kinds of systems? It's just got to be off the charts.
And I wonder how Iran managed to steal some of our plans. They have unveiled a Mohajer 10 combat UAV, claiming extended range and payload. Now, the Mohajer 10 is reportedly an upgraded version of the Mohajir 6 drone, through an analyst who told reporters that it was difficult to know the capabilities before it ceased combat. So we're going to see a new drone carrying a new payload, a heavier payload, into battle, if you will.
Well, that's right, and evidently it resembles fairly accurately the, I think it was called the MQ-9 Reaper,
I believe. Yeah, And remember,
they
got a hold of a Reaper. Remember, they brought one of the Reapers down. They managed to land it in Iran.
Right, and then there's also some things that may be available to them otherwise in terms of plans and so forth, but basically it can fly at very high altitudes and stay aloft for some 24 hours or this kind of thing. Now, how they implement it, that'll be the next thing, of course. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm sure they're piggybacking on reverse engineering, yeah.
And finally, Indonesia has committed to buying up to 24 F-15EXs from Boeing. Indonesian Boeing representatives signed a memorandum of understanding for the advanced version of the F-15, but did not specify timelines or price tags. That's very interesting because of the additional involvement and aggression of China over there in Southeast Asia.
Well, of course, that's right. Yeah, the F-15 Eagle, I believe, a very capable aircraft.
All right. What do you got?
Well, Captain, we unfortunately have some sad news to report coming out of the San Diego area. An F-18 Hornet has crashed near the Marine Corps Air Station near Miramar. We understand the pilot was killed, unfortunately. So, again, they're investigating this. It occurred about 11:54 p.m. Pacific time, we understand, I believe, on Thursday. So, again, just a very, very sad thing. It's a dangerous business. And this pilot, of course, training to defend his country. And our condolences go out to their families, absolutely, to this family.
Well, that was also the area, and it just dawned on me, where the Afghani pilots were training to fly for the Afghani Air Force, that same air base that we just talked about, where the 162nd Air Wing is.
I believe this is near Miramar, which is in the San Diego area, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they fly back and forth from like Texas to California out of there. That's part of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They run dogfights all across the desert out there. You'll be driving along. It was really amazing to be out there with a motorhome or a truck or a car or whatever you were driving, and all of a sudden you're looking over to your right or your left, and here comes a jet just zoom gone by you. Flying basically just up over the top of the road. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They learn how to do that. Do it well.
Better them than me. All right, here comes the music. We'll be right back, folks. Final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to wrap things up here. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way. And Kathy's going to take us to break again. Go ahead there, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealerships are very, very, very well visited, and there's a good reason for that. It's because of the You Serve, You Save program. They're the ones that started it. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, active or retired, and all church pastors too, active or retired, get a great deal afforded to you for your service to America. And they're dead serious when they say that, and they mean it. Now, you also, on the certified pre-owned or the new vehicle that you buy at Moss Family Automotive, get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's free oil changes for the life of the vehicle and tire rotations, which can save you a lot of grief and a lot of trouble because it eliminates some trouble by them taking a look-see on a regular basis. Now, the dealerships, the Moss Nissan dealerships, start out with the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You'll see the great big huge flag about 2 miles away. The other day, I was exactly 2 miles away, and I saw it up over the top of the trees as I was headed in that direction. So, that's
the main store, the flagship store in Newport Richey at U.S. 19, State Route 54. Now, they're also located in North Tampa on Florida Avenue. There's a Moss Nissan and a Moss Acura store, side by side. Dealerships are side by side. You get a choice to take a look at the Nissan vehicles and what they have over there at the Acura lot, too. And there is a difference. And then the brand new dealership is in Brooksville, Florida. And I mean, it is a gem. A gem. You can't help but just be amazed by what you see and all the high tech that's in there. And that's in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road that's right there, on the south side of the street. And they also have a big flagpole there that you'll be able to see. But it's very easy to make that connection there. And always remember, when you go to Moss Nissan, to tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised what happens. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the country. That's their goal. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What kind of stands out in your craw tonight as to what we were talking about?
Well, you know, I do think that the debate may change some dynamics of the voters out there, and certainly the arraignment or the processing of Donald Trump also probably just you know was like a rocket ship for him at this point, especially with the mugshot heard around the world. And so I don't know, Captain. I wonder sometimes if these the Democrats or the far left really think they've hit upon the right strategy here, because it doesn't seem to be working for them.
Nothing that they're doing is working. Nothing. And if they think it is, they're a bunch of idiots, because it's just not working. The numbers are working against them. Every time they do something to Donald Trump, they go lower. Their numbers go lower. Biden's goes lower. The Congress's goes lower. The Democratic members of the Congress and the Senate. It all has a spiraling effect in the opposite direction for them, and they can't say otherwise. Even their own internal polls have Democrats questioning what they're doing.
Well, also, I think what they're doing is they turn Donald Trump into an underdog.
Yep.
And the American people love nothing more than an underdog.
You bet.
Especially if it looks like it's just piling on thing after thing, indictment after indictment. People think what they will about Donald Trump, whether they'll vote for him or not. But they also don't like the idea that someone's getting railroaded, and American people don't like that kind of stuff.
No, and what struck my fancy tonight in the news is we had to break the bad news about the tornadoes in Michigan. They had 7 tornadoes touch down yesterday afternoon and evening in Michigan, killing some 5 people and dozens more injured. And it's always bad to have to do that. And of all places, like I said, Michigan.
Well, that's right. And approximately 700,000 people Friday morning were without power across Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Just taking a look at Michigan right now, looks like they have about 248,000 out of power, and looks like down over in Pennsylvania about 10,000, Ohio 92,000, Indiana 17,000 right now. So some of that's getting put back, but that's a lot of people without power.
Yeah, and then, of course, for the people that like to go to Subway, there's going to be some changes, I'm sure, because Rourke Capital, that's R-O-A-R-K, Rourke Capital, bought Subway for one of the biggest purchases ever of a fast food company in the fast food industry, some $9.55 billion.
Well, Rourke, they have about a $37 billion in asset value. They also have investments in companies like Arby's,
yep,
Auntie Anne's, Buffalo Wild Wings,
yep,
Sonic, and many others.
Yep. And I go to Arby's quite a bit, but I didn't know that they had money there. But Arby's made some changes here a little while ago. Let's see. We Are the Meats or something like that. They went to that. And, you know, they are. You want meat, they got it. They got it. They really got it.
Yeah, We Have the Meats.
Yeah, there you go.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and but of course the subway, it was a family-owned company, I believe, and of course the subways that you visit are more than likely franchise locations.
Right.
So it remains to be seen what will happen with those in the sense of will their prices go up if their franchise fees go up? We don't know. But we do know that they have to meet certain cash flow milestones within the first 2 years or so of this deal. That's a big deal, $9.6
right.
billion dollars for the sale.
And there's going to be a lot of he said, she said stuff and back and forth on the Sunday talk shows and the Saturday night shows. And by the way, Brian Kilmeade's on Saturday night, so that's when you'll see his interview with the Ukrainian prosecutor who got fired. But anyway, President Trump has some 86.6 million followers on X, and he dwarfed his rivals in the 2024 race, and he's still way out ahead of them. He's returned to Facebook, and he sent a message back in March that said, "I'm back." Well, he put his mugshot picture up on X and says he did nothing wrong. Remember, he was released on $200,000 bond and, of course, flew back to New Jersey, which is where he's staying at the moment.
Well, that's right. And so it will remain to be seen here how this plays out. But during the primary season, he's definitely dominating. And so we'll see how that kind of plays out here. We've got to get to where people are voting, though, and then we'll have a much clearer picture. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is when we talked about the money, and we'll get this out there because the Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, says the Fed is ready to keep raising interest rates to fight inflation as Americans continue spending and the economy grows faster than expected. And this puts him on a collision course with the president, Joe Biden, because the worst thing they could do right now is to slow this economy down, which is teetering, to say the least, teeter-tottering right now.
Well, it seems, Captain, that at every turn we get more reports, big retailers having issues and looking at the economy and saying the consumer starts to, it looks like they're pulling back a little bit, just paraphrasing, basically. And if that keeps happening, you know, it's not going to get better if the Fed comes out and raises rates again.
Yep.
It all has a squashing effect.
Yep. And, folks, there are reports right now circulating that colleges, hospitals, and some officials have started to re-implement the COVID-19 mask requirements across the country, and hospitalizations still remain relatively low, so there's no reason for them to do this, but they're starting it out anyway, so be prepared. And I'll tell you what, as we heard in the debate the other night, Governor DeSantis said about 40, says, not in my state.
Well, that's right. A lot of people, I think, whether they're in red or blue states, are more than likely going to want to defy that. I think people just don't want to go back to the way it was at, you know, COVID times. They don't want that anymore.
Why would you?
So indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kyle, I appreciate you being around for the week. Yeah, you get yourself a nice night off. We'll be back Tuesday or Monday morning at 0200 hours. And you have yourself a great weekend, and I hope your team wins.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. Go over to the KyleWarrenShow.com website. Find out more about him. Meantime, I'm going to get on out of here. God bless America. See you Monday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.